took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain.
Well, good morning. There is definitely power in the name of Jesus as we reach the last Friday of this year, December 30th, 2016. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. I welcome you to Morning Motivation, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. We're tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life, and it's all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for today is don't sell yourself short anymore. Instead, position yourself for destiny. Don't sell yourself short anymore. Instead, position yourself for destiny. And our scripture comes from Luke 19. Verses 1 through 5. While you are getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me and the ministry on my website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. So this includes upcoming events, my itinerary, accessing my law office. Everything that you need is on the website at feeldthefire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 through 5, and I am reading from the KJV. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature or short. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. What is our topic for today? Don't sell yourself short anymore. Instead, position yourself for destiny. Because when you continuously settle for less due to devaluing yourself, you will continue to miss the blessings, success, joy, the purpose, and destiny ordained for your life. You will always live at the address of almost there, almost got a breakthrough, on the edge of breakthrough, but you'll never be able to go over into your promised land. Now think about what Zacchaeus did here. He said, I'm short, I'm a tax collector, meaning I'm not liked here. So although I'm rich, people saw him as a fraud, that he was rich because he was defrauding the people and taking their taxes. But he saw or knew that something miraculous was happening, something spectacular, meaning that Jesus was passing by. And this could be a once in a lifetime chance for him to meet with his destiny. So he made a conscious decision that he was going to do whatever it took to place himself in a position to meet with his destiny. He was going to overcome the obstacles, i.e. the being so short that he could not see over the crowd, to meet his destiny and be in the right place for destiny to see him. So he climbed a tree. Today, for all of you on the call and those who will listen to this broadcast later on, you may have been settling for less in different areas of your lives. It could have been in relationships where someone told you, "I'm the best you can get." So you settled for name calling or settled for being put down. Maybe you settled for not having any joy. You settled for living in a life of misery because you had devalued yourself or you let someone else devalue you. Maybe you will not apply for a promotion despite having the experience to get it, because you just feel internally that you're not good enough. These are examples of when we sell ourselves short. In other words, we have placed ourselves on the clearance rack of life because we're not good enough in our own minds to be at the front of the store. We're not good enough to be on the display or to be the mannequins in the window. You know, all of those things that are put on the forefront. No, we have relegated ourselves that the best we are, the best we deserve, the best we can have, the best we can accomplish, the best we should seek is always subpar, always less, always at the bottom. Always substandard. And one of the worst things about that is that when you begin to internalize that, you also radiate that. You also emit that to where you only begin to attract who you believe you are. If you're always believing you're ugly, you only attract ugly people inside and out to your life. If you believe you're not good enough, you only attract people who also believe you're not good enough, and that's how they treat you. You live at that address of not good enough. And what's even worse is that you can see over to that affluent housing development that you want to move into spiritually, naturally, academically, financially. You see that great life that you want and that you really could have. But due to your own low self-esteem, your own appraisal of yourself, your house always stays right outside that development. When people pass by, they wonder, why is that little bitty house so close to these million, multi-million dollar homes? It's not even the same neighborhood. It's because you live there on the edge of breakthrough, on the edge of more than enough. So there must come a time when you realize who you are, when you begin to set within your own mind a mental image of who you are and where you are going, so that everything you do naturally, everyone you surround yourself with, everyone that you give your quality time to is part of the path of that subdivision that you're trying to move into. Now, this doesn't mean that you may not spend time with people who are not there, but it means they just can't live in your inner circle. Your inner circle must be people who are already at the place, already living where you're trying to go, or who are going there with you. You can't continue to sell yourself short. God has better in store for you, but it requires that you will do all it takes to position yourself as 2017 comes up, even today, even on this broadcast, to meet your destiny. Let's get ready and go into prayer right now. Remember, the lines are muted. I want you to begin to thank the Lord wherever you are. I want you to begin to start off by saying, "I am more than enough." Come on and repeat after me, because even I cannot hear you. I am more than enough. You got to feel this thing. I am more than enough. I will stop selling myself short. Repeat that. I will stop selling myself short. Dear Lord, dear Lord, we come in the holy, magnificent, powerful, glorious name of Jesus. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. This morning, Lord, we have collaborated and discussed. We have internalized that we are not to sell ourselves short anymore, but instead we are to position ourselves to meet destiny. Now, Lord, we need your help to bring back to our remembrance or to refresh our recollection of whom you already said we are. That you said in Psalms that we are beautifully and wonderfully and fearfully made. That means you took time to purpose us, to make us, to destine us. Lord, that in Genesis you said that when you made us in your image. That means that we are the reflection of you, of your glory, your power, your might, your beauty, your sovereignty, your ability to succeed in every situation. God, you've also told us throughout the scriptures, Lord, that we are the head and not the tail. Above and not beneath. Lord, that we are a holy nation. God, you've talked about how we are a peculiar people. In other words, set aside for purpose and greatness and destiny. But Lord, you've also told us how that enemy, that accuser of the brethren, comes to do nothing but to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy our lives, our joy, our peace, our self-worth, our valuation of ourselves, so that he not only destroys our lives, but the lives of all of those around us in our circle, our children, our spouses, our legacies. But this day, we say enough. Hallelujah. Today, we speak, this is it. We will not sell ourselves short anymore. Come on and just begin to say that in your home. I will not sell myself short anymore. Hallelujah. Speak it for your family. Say, my household will not sell itself short anymore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and believe it. Praise the Lord. Wherever you are, clap your hands if you're not driving or something. And just begin to say, I will not live at the address of almost there anymore. I'm moving into my destiny, and I will do all it takes to position myself to receive it. If it means severing ties, if it means severing relationships, if it means finding new friends, finding new relationships, getting my credentials, whatever it means, exercising more, saving more, whatever it means to move into my house that's already destined for me, I will not sell myself short anymore. In Jesus' name, we count it done. Amen. I want to very quickly give you an example of myself and how I allowed myself to be devalued, because I'm a firm believer that you teach people how to treat you. When I first started my law office, it was because my brother had been incarcerated, and I was so angry at what happened with him that I wanted to help people. So especially in criminal justice reform in my So I opened my law office, and if you go to my website, you will see all of the credentials I already had, over 20 years in healthcare and so many credentials. You can see that at CarlRossiWilliams.com. And I was starting out with these fees that were so ridiculously low. My family was telling me I wasn't charging enough, my attorney mentors, everybody. They said, Rossi, you'll go bankrupt trying to help people like that. Well, I just chugged along. No, I got to do this. This is my passion. This is my heart. So I would charge people fees, and I am not joking, that were over 70% less of what even the lowest attorneys were charging, the lowest fees. And then I would make it a flat fee instead of an hourly fee, but then put it on installments. I mean, it was ridiculous. I almost went insolvent when I first started, because I just said, I got to help these people. But let me tell you what I found. No good deed goes unpunished. While I was trying to help the people, instead of them appreciating that, they began to think, oh, well, maybe she can't afford to do more. Maybe she's not as good as another attorney. So they began to devalue my services. And I had one day, my mom told me,
My mother's name is Roxy as well. And you know, when it's your mom, they just tell it to you exactly how they feel it. She said, you did not go to law school. Spend those years in law school. Change your career from nursing to an attorney to live hand to mouth, hoof to teeth, something she was saying. And that just really hit me. You know, I am teaching people how to treat me, how to devalue me. And in doing so, I'm settling for less. And I can't even position myself to be who I'm supposed to be and who I am. Well, who am I? All of you who've been working this last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge with me, you know who I am. I am a multimillionaire, happily married, effective minister of the gospel, and advocate of criminal justice reform and reconciliator of my family, who will take at least 3 major trips this year. So finally, I stopped doing that. Sadly, I ended up having to start turning people away. But I couldn't devalue myself anymore. So now you know who I am. That's the vision I'm working toward for 2017. Everybody who's not part of that, I had to move them out of my inner circle. So I want to tell you that the books are ready, and then I'm going to give you your task for today. New year, new you. It is never too late to change. And then my vision 2017, plot your way to your destiny. And that one is very interactive. You'll be able to write in that book, put your goals in, check things off. It is really great. So go to my website at PhilDFire.com. You can order them as a set. I have them like on a low price for all of my listeners. And so that's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Please go ahead and order them today, tomorrow. I want you to have them when have ordered them, so you'll get them definitely in the first week or two of the new year. Now, your task, I'm so sorry, everyone. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. For people who tuned in later, I'm just so excited about not selling myself short anymore. I'm Evangelist Rossi Williams. This is the Morning Motivation Broadcast. We start your day off right with Hot Breakfast for Your Soul. I host this Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. You can get all of the tune-in information, everything you need to know about me, on the website at PhilDFire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Now, your task for today is to set your mental and natural boundaries. Set your mental and natural boundaries so that you no longer allow anyone in your inner circle who will cross those lines. Set your mental and natural boundaries of who you are, where you're going, what it takes to get there. And don't allow anyone into your inner circle anymore who's not a part of getting you to your new home in that subdivision. All right, I'll see you on Monday. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Please invite people. This is the last thing. Please invite people next week. I'm going to start off the year dealing with legalities and your money, since I'm an attorney. I'm going to talk to you about powers of attorneys. I'm going to talk to you about guardianships, advance directives, wills, things that I charge $350 to $450 an hour to give information on. I'm going to walk you through all of these things so you can get your money right, your home right, and your life right during the first year. So every day of that week, I'm going to touch on a different thing: prenups, postnups, child custody, everything. All right? Well. I feel like some chains have been broken. Happy New Year. I'll see you on Monday. PhilDFire.com. Order your book. Invite you for next. Yeah. The chains are broken.